The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Claire Crowe, member of the Psychological Society of Ireland, joins me, and today we're talking about how important it is to get your children outside for their emotional well-being and for some risk and adventure. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. Tell us first why we're talking about this today.
Well, today I'm in Barrettstown and we're launching the Forest Hospital Project, which is a project across CHI and Barrettstown and in conjunction with researchers in NUIG and UCD. And there's two parts to it, Claire. The first is the development of the world's first nature-based psychological intervention for pediatric patients. So the idea behind that is bringing children as outpatients into the wood and really addressing the kind of psychological distress that they have experienced as a result of being in an inpatient setting. So what we know from our patient cohorts is they're four times more likely to experience mental distress. And that's, of course, because they've missed lots of the normative aspects of childhood. So they've missed school or they've missed sports or sleepovers because they've, you know, been an inpatient or because they've had medical appointments to attend. So we're really looking at how do we creatively and innovatively address some of that. And then the other side of the program is linked with the UCD Media Lab, and we're developing an immersive technology for children who are too sick to leave their hospital bed and go into the woods. And the research behind that shows us that when you look at images of nature, the same endorphins are released as if you were in nature. So we're really building and developing on that type of research to kind of come up with some very new creative programs for children who are sickest and to kind of bring the forest to them.
That's extraordinary that it works, even if you look at the images or experience them on a screen.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And the research from the UCD side is really captivating because it's really child-led. So each aspect of the program gets checked by children themselves to see, you know, how do you engage with it? What is it doing well for them? And what do we need to do more of? And actually, every part of this program we're developing has been linked with the youth advisory program. So the children who were in Barrettstown or the children who were in CHI who kind of have lived that journey and then now can we pitch to them basically, and then they tell us, oh no, that would work or that's not relevant. And actually the feedback we've gotten from kids is, oh, I wish I was still in hospital now because that sounds like a really nice thing to do. I would love to have played outside. Because of course, when we think about these children, infection control becomes a huge priority. So actually having an outdoor space using woodland and nature actually saves us from those kind of infection risks. So it's kind of taking, you know, maybe some of the learnings from the pandemic and saying, actually, how do we build something different? And of course, there's such a lovely opportunity now with the new children's hospital. Like our vision now would be, you know, when children are packing their teddy bears to go to the hospital, that they'd also be packing their wellies. Because that will really cultivate the idea that, yes, you are sick, but you are more than your illness.
Mm-hmm. When we eventually get there and the hospital is open. Claire, just on the benefits of being outdoors, being in the forest, you know, breathing in the clean air for all children, even those who are fortunate enough not to have the experience of being hospitalised. Talk us through the benefits.
Yeah, the benefits are immeasurable, Claire. The Growing Up in Ireland study has shown us that 1 in 10 children have never been to a forest and 33% of children have never climbed a tree. Like the stats are staggering. We really need to bring our children, all our children, out into nature because, of course, nature doesn't have that kind of you know, clear balance, you know, like easy. There's always challenges, there's obstacles, there's routes, there's things to you know, maneuver and strategize around. So just a walk in nature, you'll have to think cognitively, emotionally, you'll feel that regulation from the endorphins and the chemicals from the trees. It really is a really easy therapeutic experience. We call it level one therapy. So if I bring a kid into nature already without me doing anything, I can already tell they're going to be more emotionally regulated and more aware of their senses, more attuned. So that kind of sensory integration, we often see those difficulties in kids. But then we have a level two intervention if we want to bring, say, something like forest school or the forest hospital that we have here or a psychological intervention into that. So simply by being in nature, you know, the challenges that you face really, like, they're really profound. I'll often ask parents, you know, What do you think about if a child is climbing a tree, and or what were the words that would come to mind? And parents would say, oh God, get down, or be careful. And of course they see risk. And of course, parents of, you know, kids who are sick will see risk even more so, but all parents see risk. And what I will say to parents is, you know, if you're really feeling that nervousness, maybe, you know, leave your kid's helmet on. You know, if they've come off a scooter, leave their helmet on as they climb a tree. So you're beginning to get more comfortable and noticing what they can do, because kids do not feel the risk like we do. And actually, that's really important. We don't want to take that confidence and ability from them. So we really want them to calculate. So like if a child is climbing a tree, what I want parents to say is, you know, what is your strategy? Where will you put your foot next? What way is the wind blowing? Because when I ask those questions, I'm telling that child, I know you can do this. I know you are competent and I know you are capable. But if I say, be careful, actually, we know from the research, if we shout, be careful to a child, they feel, oh gosh, I'm not able. And they're more likely to fall. So we're much better off to say, what are you doing next?
We always, and we all say that, don't we? I know I say it. It's one of the first things I will say if I see them doing something that I deem to be risky. I'll say, be careful, thinking that that'll work. And it never does because they ignore me. But you're saying they are absorbing that message in some way.
They will absorb the message. So we really want to give them the message that you can do it. Like, you know, when we ran our first pilot group, it was amazing. So we had, you know, 13 kids coming off into the woods. And as we walked into the woods, some of their parents were like, oh, no, should we change our mind? This feels really daunting. We have six kids who are going off into the forest. But none of the kids were nervous. And actually, it was really good intel for us, because actually kids, you know, are much more likely to feel that they can do. It's when they absorb our anxieties as parents that they begin to kind of internalize this message of, I'm actually not able, I'm more vulnerable than I am. So I often say this, I know, but, you know, take a breath as a parent, take a moment to go, oh gosh, this is my anxiety, not theirs. Take a deep breath and try to allow them to do the things, because they will surprise you. They will surpass expectations. We had one little kid in the forest this time around, and he was lighting a fire. So with these flint and steel, I don't know if you've ever seen those, but they're really tricky to light fires with. And of course, I have chosen something really tricky because I want it to be hard. Because actually, if you're getting your bloods taken or you're going for an MRI, you know, those things are hard. And I want you to learn you can do something hard and you can overcome it. But this kid, I think we calculated, he spent almost to the minute 3 hours sitting down on his knees trying to light this fire. And, you know, we just got the sense of you had to leave him do it. And one of his peers came on, like really cajoled him and helped him. But I was getting nervous because time was getting up and I really, really wanted him to succeed. And then he lit the fire. And honestly, Claire, you'd think he'd won the World Cup. And what was
I think
really
I'd feel like that myself after 3 hours, Claire.
Well, it's true. But what was really gorgeous is all the other kids in the group were cheering and high-fiving too, because they really got this was so hard for you and you've done it. And actually, his mom, like when she described things afterwards, she was like, actually, he uses the word my forest self. So he was no longer just this kid with the X diagnosis. He became a new person that could do things. And his consultant contacted us afterwards and basically said there's been this trial that they've been wanting him to come on. And, you know, he's just been too nervous to do it. And actually, after the workshop with us, he basically changed his mind and wanted to do it. And that's the kind of, you know, it's funny because we're not necessarily talking directly about your illness. But we are doing we're working on your resilience, your confidence, your capacity, and that all happens out in nature. I suppose that's the message for parents more widely. Do bring your children out in nature. Do let them climb trees. Let them light fires. You know, there's ways to do these things that are safe. You know, we call it, you know, measured risk. So I'm always checking, you know, I have a bottle of water beside me should they go really awry when we're lighting a fire. But I also have a belief that you can do it. And that's regardless of your age. Like the youngest kid we had with our program this time was 5. So, like for him, he was the smallest of the group physically because of his medical condition. But he probably took on challenges quicker than anyone. And his dad afterwards said, I can't believe he's doing, you know, climbing these ropes. And I never thought he could do it. But the kid himself believed he could. In fact, he was so ready to do it. He was running to the things we got to the forest.
We're hearing the message loud and clear. It's let them at it and keep an eye on them, but from a distance and take a breath as parents. Claire, thank you so much. Claire Crowe, member of the Psychological Society of Ireland.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.